we're happy, definitely. I think last week we were probably, we played well against Tobercurry last week, and then we played some very, very poor patches of play against them, and, you know, we were in control of the game, and then sort of they took a grip of it, and we were so lucky that we weren't knocked out. And, you know, credit to the lads, we talked about a bit of character, they showed it last week, and this week it was a different game, it was a different approach, we were mentally tuned in, the motion was probably less. No, I don't think, you know, Tubber probably had their chance last week to beat us today, they just didn't come with that intensity that we expected, and, you know, we just chipped away at it, and thankfully it gets us to a final, but, you know, that's all it is getting us to, it's another game, it's another step to where we want to go to.
In some ways, did you know their game plan, they were playing the long ball last week, and you kind of, Adrian McIntyre intercepted a lot of that today.
He did, you know, when they were probably desperate today, they kicked in a lot, and Adrian positioned himself really well, but at the same time, we had to try and stop it at source. We needed to hold on to it a little bit better. We needed to win it. We didn't allow them to get into that area where they could deliver in the perfect ball. Every ball that they delivered in today was under better pressure, and I think we tactically got that right. So, you know, we'd be very, very happy the way we played. But again, it's, you know, winning this week, it's all great and well, but losing next week will be, you know, today will mean absolutely nothing.
I suppose you had a few injury problems coming into the game. You must be delighted the way Alan Dunn stood up to the plate.
Yeah, Oisin unfortunately pulled the groin when he was kicking a ball there in the warm up, and you know, we have options. We've made it very, very competitive within the group. That, you know, everyone has a chance to play if they perform. And, you know, Alan, you know, was one of our starters early on in the year. He, you know, between the county lads coming back into it, then all of a sudden things changed, and he probably fell out and missed his position. But, you know, he didn't sit on the bench and sulk about it. You know, he really, really came to the forefront and, you know, delivered a great performance today. But not alone him, but all the other guys. You know, I don't individualise anybody, but we're just happy. Hopefully we'll get John Francis. We'll get another John Francis Carr, who's come back from broken arm, will get another week under his belt, and he'll be an option for us next week. So competition is great, but, you know, it's all about performing, and if we don't have that, we're going nowhere.
I suppose then turning to the game itself, Eastern Harps, a lot of people are surprised maybe to seeing them into the final, but I'm sure, you know, from your battles on the pitch, you're not too surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised at all, like, you know what I mean. I think, you know, if you were playing, they bet St Mary's in the semi-final, if St Mary's are in the final this week, it would be a 50-50 battle. And, you know, Eastern Harps dealt with them really, really well. You know, they were on the back foot in the semi-final, and they got a bit of momentum, and they really took a grip of the game and controlled the game the last 15 minutes, and that's where you win games, the last few minutes. And, you know, they showed it that they wanted it more, they had that hunger, and you know, I'm sure that they'll come and do the exact same again the next day with that desire and hunger again and that work rate. So they'll have got a lot of belief out of that, and we know that we'll have to be ready to match that on Sunday. But, you know, it's as I say about county finals, they take a life of their own. It's, you know, a lot of lads can get emotionally caught up in it. There's a parade, there's all different things that goes on. It could be a good day, it could be a bad day. It just depends. Like, it can be great and a great occasion if you win them, but it can be the worst place in the world when you lose them. So we're just treating it as a game, nothing else, and it's another game. And if it has a title of a county final, or if it has a title of the first league game, that's the way we have to approach it.
Would you read anything into it, or can you keep the players away from the historic value that'll go into the game from George Town?
It's another game. Our lads have looked at it, and, you know, since myself and Jerry have started in his management, we've sort of said, listen, what has happened in the past doesn't mean diddly squat, and last year means nothing to us. You know, and that's not being disrespectful to the club or to what we've achieved. It's about, if you're looking behind you, you're not looking at what's coming in front of you, and, you know, we cannot rely on that. We have to create your own success, and this is just another year, and we're treating it as if we'd never won a county final, or, you know, have ever been successful at county final stage. We just have to go here and try and win this next game, and that's the way we're looking at it.
It's going to be a busy weekend to manage players with the junior final as well for yourself.
Yeah, the boys did very, very well the last week. I came to cool there yesterday, and
you played yourself.
I did, like a fool I played, but listen, it was a bit of fun, and we've got a lot of young guys there, and it was lovely to play with them. They showed great enthusiasm and hunger, and, you know, leadership. I always sort of find that younger fellas kind of little fall in on themselves when a senior player comes back into the mix, or somebody like myself comes in. Like, they were very, very good yesterday, and I hope that they can perform against Ballymote, because Ballymote have gone very, very well with Jerry Bonn, and they've worked very, very hard, and they've been successful. And, you know, it's going to be it's an uphill battle, but we'll give it a crack, and sure, if I get a game, brilliant. If I don't, I'll be there to cheer them on.
You'll have a decision to make, will you, over that, or the Masters game next weekend?
Well, you know, club comes first as far as I'm concerned, so I have to see what the county board do in terms of putting it on before or afterwards, or whether they'll play ball with us at all. So we just have to wait and see.